Go get the corn. With the help of Charles Spurgeon and myself, we collaborated on this message together. He doesn't know it, but we did. Well, he does. He's alive in the Lord. Amen. I don't do a whole lot of reading as far as other preachers, but Charles Spurgeon's a very good one. This is a sunrise and sunset. Some of his stuff from that. He gave me an idea, and I ran with it. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. Some good information about Charles Spurgeon. I don't know if you know this, but he started pastoring when he was 16. He pastored his whole life after that. He ran a seminary. He was a preacher. He was an evangelist. And one other thing that you need to know about him, he suffered a great deal with depression. And there were times, weeks on end, that he wouldn't even go to church. That sounds weird, don't it? Some of you are like, wow, really? Yeah, really. I think that's neat. Because a lot of times God doesn't work through your strengths. He works through your weaknesses. And sometimes you need to know that everybody has weaknesses. We like to show, as Christians, and it's by our nature, we like to show our strengths. But it's a lot of times, or most of the time, God works through our weaknesses. He likes to put our weaknesses out front. Amen? Because He knows our nature. But God works best through our weaknesses. I love that. I'm giving y'all time to get Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. But I want y'all to know this stuff. But I also want you to know that I was praying about this message and God started pouring it out. He told me tonight, says he said, Kevin, don't worry about anybody in the building. No matter what they look like on the outside. He said, because I'm working on the heart. And he said, I don't know why everybody came, but everybody can leave changed if they want to. So you can go out of here better, or you can stay the same. I'm going to choose better. I want to be a better version of me leaving here tonight. I didn't come in here to check off a check mark that I served, I came, or I had to make it. I came because, one, I wanted to worship. I've checked that box. I got that one because that helped me. I mean, all the songs helped me, but that one helped me. I was singing that a couple days ago, and I don't sing. I mean, I just found myself walking around the house going, thank you for giving to the Lord. I don't even know why. Well, praise God, now I do. Amen. So I've worshiped tonight. Now I want to learn. I want to know what God has for me. And I want it to change me, improve me, or fuel me. I was hoping somebody here tonight that drove race. Is anybody in here drive race cars? Nobody. But do you put regular gas in a race car? You do? You would? But I believe you don't, do you? You know some stuff about some. You should have said me. What do you put in that stuff? Race fuel. It costs a lot more, don't it? $10 a what? But you want to go, it's got to be high performance. And man, that's what I want tonight. I want high performance fuel. I want God to speak directly to me. If God deals with your heart in any part of this message and it deals with you and you feel like coming and praying, you ain't going to bother nobody. Come and pray. Amen? And go back to your seat. Or don't go back to your seat. We won't mind. And if the Lord hits me, I'll pray and somebody else preach. Amen? Because I know I'm going to need this. Y'all ready? I gave y'all plenty of time. If you ain't found Ruth chapter 2, verse 2 by now, I'm sorry. We're going to go ahead. You go to the table of contents. I know it's scary to do that. Don't you hate when you have to do that? I mean, just you sitting over looking at you. Hey, brother, God bless you. Oh, no, I'm going to have to go to the table of contents. It's all right. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn. After him whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. Go get the corn. Got the message now? Go get the corn. She could have sat in her house with Naomi. Naomi at the time was, she said, don't call me Naomi, which is joy or happiness. Please call me Mara, which means bitter. So, listen, she could have sat at the house with bitter. Some of y'all could have sat at the house tonight with bitter. Amen? But you decided to come here and get better. Amen? You could sit in bitter and anger, and you can sit and stew in what's wrong. Has anybody in here been stewing in what's wrong? God. Is anybody in here just sitting there just stewing around in what's wrong? I started thinking, it ain't Naomi, it's Ruth. See, Ruth is now a believer. She said, your people will be my people and your God will be my God. Amen? So she's a believer now. But she still is a Moabitess. Amen? Listen, you get saved, but your mind don't get saved. You get saved, but your past did not get saved. Amen. No, come on. Listen, some of y'all still know how to do some stuff because it's in your nature and you learned it in your sin life. Oh, never mind. Preacher, I don't know. I don't know how to curse anymore. Yeah, you do. Let me ride with you somewhere. Let's go to Atlanta. Just ride through. Let me ride with you just for a minute. I wonder if you still know how to get angry. Amen. I wonder if you'll know how to use some verbiage. Amen. I'm just saying, Ruth was fighting against, she could have stewed in herself. She could have sat there and said, I lost my husband. I lost my husband. God, why'd you let me lose my husband? God, I don't know why you took Naomi's husband too. And Lord, I don't have my sister with me anymore either. I'm living up here with some strangers. I don't know how she heard about it. I don't know why she heard about it, but she heard about a benefit. I mean, she heard about a benefit. She said, you can go into the field of the one who owns the field, a near kinsman, and you can pick some corn. You can get wheat. You can get barley. You can glean off the corners of the field if you wish. Golly, I hope I helped somebody right here. This part of the message got me more than anything else. Stop stewing in yourself. Stop stewing in what's wrong. Get up and go out and get in God's field. Go glean in God's stuff. Get up out of your self-pity. Get up out of the, oh, get up out of that and walk out of there and say, I don't know what's going on here, but can I go get the corn? I love what Naomi says. Go get it. You need to get out of here, girl. Some of y'all need to get out of your mind and you need to start going into God's field. And what I'm going to tell you God's field is this book right here. This book, it has ears of corn in it that you can gather and it will change your mentality, the way you think, the way you act, the way you operate. And praise God, you won't have to be bitter. You won't have to feel like, woe is me. You can be better. I'm preaching better than y'all are reacting. But that's okay. It's Wednesday night. I understand that you might be tired. I understand that you might have a long week working and you might have some stress build up, but some of y'all need to start unloading that mule right now. Amen. I don't know why you came here, but I came here to put something in you. If you let it get in you, it'll change you. Some of y'all should have been shouting already by now. I'm serious. Some of y'all should have already went, brother, you nailed me twice off the jump. Because I've sat in it, amen? I've sat and stewed in bitterness and anger and frustration and madness, and some of you wear it pretty good. Sorry. Let go of it. Are y'all ready to get in the process of letting it go? Can I just give you a couple of examples? Good, I would love to. Matthew, now let's go to Isaiah 42:3. I got them pre-marked, so I might get there faster than you do. I might not. Isaiah 42, verse 3. And this is going to be a good one. Y'all ready? Has any of you been hurt, broken, in a low spot? Amen. Guess what? Here's good news for you. Isaiah 42, verse 3. Man, this is good news for somebody that's broken. And if you're not broken and you're not going through a tough time, please wait. Your time's coming. And when we get on the mountaintop, praise God, we will shout with you. Amen? And if we are on the mountaintop and we see you in a valley, Lord, hopefully some of us will climb down off the mountaintop and get in the valley with you.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. I'll take it. Amen? A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Amen? Listen to this. A bruised reed shall he not break. Amen? And the smoking flax shall he not quench. A broken reed. Think about this. Have you ever been by a pond and you see the old reeds broken? They're just bent over. They're just barely hanging. I mean, the wind can knock them off. God said he wouldn't go by and break that. He said, I wouldn't go by and break it. I won't go by and smash that. You know what reeds are used for most of the time? Most of the time, not all the time. Musical instruments. Have you ever been broken? You can't sing, can't shout, can't praise, can't do you, amen? Because your heart's broke. Your head's broke, amen? That thing in you that's broke is broke, and you can't do it, and you're just broken, and you ain't even got a song, and you can't sing. You know what God said? I ain't going to break you. Golly, Bob. I ain't going to break you on off. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steadily brace you and heal you and fix you and strengthen you until you can stand again, until you can sing again. Woo! My God, aren't you? Man, I wish y'all would sing. I mean, there's some of y'all in here that have been so broke that when they sung, you couldn't sing. When they praised, you couldn't praise. When they done, you couldn't do. And normally, you would pick yourself up and you say, I'm about to pray. And God didn't break you. He just kept pouring in the oil and the wine until he kept healing you. And slowly but surely, you're just coming back. Golly. I'm coming back. Praise God. This week for me, I'm coming back. I don't care what the devil's doing. I don't even care. All he's done is let me know that I'm invading his territory. Praise God. I'm coming back. My song's coming back. My praise is coming back. My heart's coming back. My fire's coming. Oh, let's go ahead and preach it. Are y'all ready? A smoking flax he will not put out. You ain't providing no light. You ain't providing no warmth. You're just smoking. You're just a little old wick. And you're just, James, I'm going to walk all over you if you don't start shouting or something. Amen? Listen, brother. Just smoking. I'm talking just a trickle of smoke. There ain't no fire. There ain't no glow. There ain't no warmth. There ain't nothing good. Everybody looking at you. And what they're saying is, why is he still? Why is she still? Why does he keep loving the Lord? Why does she keep trusting God? Why is she just, it's just a smoke. God said, I won't put you out. Puts his hands around. Oh, because Mark, too much wind will put you out. Too much hot air will put you out. Amen? You get enough people talking and blowing and blaying. Hey, you need to quit. And you'll just go. You know what God says? I'll put a barrier. I'll put my hands around you and I'll blow my grace. Has anybody had to have some grace blown into your life? There ain't much of you left. You're just barely smoking. You're just barely making it. And God blows in and you heard grace, and then you keep hearing this word. Some mercy. Mercy. So God, is that you? I'm rich in it. Why can't you give mercy? God's rich in mercy, and you don't ever give anybody any. Until you start glowing again. Until you start shining again. Until you start warming other people up again.
until you start. See, all fire does when it's really blowing is you just lean over and touch somebody else like a box of matches and they light up. That's a pretty good piece of corn, ain't it? Some of you every once in a while need to take this and go find this, make it a life verse, and go in there when you're really feeling bad and real low and broke off and feel like you're about to end or you're just barely smoldering. Some of y'all need to praise God anyway, despite it, and say, I'm still smoking. I ain't going to quit. I ain't going to give up. I ain't going nowhere. Amen? The devil's already scared. He tried to scare me a long time ago. You ain't smart enough. God told me, I know you ain't smart enough, Kevin. Praise God. I designed you and made you in the womb. Amen? I know how smart you are. It ain't about being smart. It's about knowing me. Paul said, hey, I dump all my smarts out. And the only thing I know is Christ Jesus. Amen? If that's all you know more than most. Talented. I didn't ask to be a speaker. If somebody asked me in school to stand up and say something, I'd say, no, thank you. I'll take the zero. Man, you gotta go despite it. If you still got a little bit of smoke going, say, God, come on in with the wind. Amen? Come in and blow on this fire. I need to come back alive. Y'all ready? Y'all need another piece of corn? Amen? Don't meet me at church telling me there ain't no corn in the Bible. I know. Amen. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Random. Y'all ready? I ain't going to be here long because I already preached this about a week or two ago. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall rest and find rest upon your souls. Melissa's been watching all these Christmas specials lately. I don't know why. Praise God. But they've kind of helped me spiritually. Amen? Because I got one point right here and I'm moving on. This old fella in one of the movies looked over at the lady and says, it ain't baggage if you don't carry it. Amen? It ain't baggage if you don't carry it. Listen, that sums this whole thing up. You need to make this a lie first. But listen, there are some things you need to carry, and there are some things you don't need to carry. Some people need to let some stuff go. You aren't meant to carry it. Just drop it, praise God, and it'll be fine. Never mind. If it's wearing you out, if it's eating up your time, if it's wearing you out in your thoughts, if it's making you angry, if it's making you frustrated, if it's making you so mad you can't think straight, then you wasn't supposed to carry it. It ain't your luggage. Put it down. Put it down. Treat it like Walmart luggage. Put it down or throw it away. When I say Walmart luggage, some of y'all know what I mean, some of y'all don't. Amen? When I go somewhere, sometimes I pack my stuff in a Walmart bag. Amen? Oh, I'm sorry. I just do. That's good luggage. It's cheap. And if you run out of them, you just... Never mind. Go back to Isaiah. Isaiah 1:18. Here's another piece of corn. Can you see the field yet? Where's the field at? The book. Amen? When you're hurting... When you're sitting in there, when bitterness is building up, when anger's building up, when strife's building up, when all the stuff's building up against you, where are you going to go? Get up and get in the Word of God. Get up, go to God. Get up, pray. Get up, go do what you were called to do. And all of a sudden, all that stuff will disappear because it's where you were, not where you are. Here we go. This ain't going to be a long one either. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Best deal ever. Best deal ever. We're supposed to have a businessman for a president. He wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. Listen, this is not a very good deal made by God. I'll take all your garbage and I'll give you all my righteousness. See, no. No, y'all ain't got it. It ain't hit you. Listen, God took all your sin to Himself and cast it as far as the east is from the west, and then He gave you all of His righteousness. All of it. That what when he says at the end of this life, when he says, enter in my good and faithful servant, he's not talking to you. He's talking into what you're covered in, which is Christ Jesus. Man, that's a good deal. Nobody's ran, nobody's shouted, nobody's, man, that's crazy. That's a good deal. We need to tell more people about the deal. I mean, just tell them about a good deal. Say, hey, somebody say, well, I got a good deal on a car. I got a good deal on a house. I got a good deal. I say, you ain't never got a good deal like I got a good deal. What do you mean? One day I traded in all my wretched sin and got all of God's righteousness, and it was free. It was free because he died on a cross for me. When I was unworthy, while I was yet his enemy, he died on that cross for me. And then I just asked him to forgive all my sins. They said, all of them? Every one of them. Then, now, and is that why you're so happy? Mm-hmm. Is that why you're full of joy? Mm-hmm. Is that why you can go through all the stuff you go through and not lose your mind? Yeah? Can I tell y'all a secret? Praise God, I love heaven. I do, don't get me wrong. I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to get there because there's going to be no more preaching, no more trouble, no more sin. But here's what I can't wait to get there for. No, sorry. So I was that part. I love that part. But I love him for today. I know I got heaven coming, but I love God for today. See, without Christ, I'm not in my right mind. I'm not doing anything right. Amen. I'm a liar, a thief, a fornicator at heart. I mean, man, and I mean evil upon evil upon evil, wicked upon wicked upon wicked. There is nothing good about me save Jesus Christ. And guess what? I have him today. I am on my right mind today. I've got peace today. And guess what? If I get up tomorrow, I'll have it tomorrow. Despite of what's going on. I mean, all heck can break loose. And it probably will. But guess what? God will keep me grounded and rooted. He is my foundation. He is my cornerstone. That means if all the house burns down, if all the house rocks down to the ground, you go to the basement, which is Christ, and stay right there, and you can't go any further down. God, that's a whole nother message. Praise God for that. There's been times when I thought everything was messed up. When I got to Jesus, he said, no, I'm working on you, I'm working on them, and in the midst, I'm working on everybody else too. Amen. Well, praise God. I didn't know that. Let's start building the house back again. Good. Amen. God don't mind to level everything you got to get you back down to the relationship part again. Some of y'all are scared to death to lose stuff. If you don't lose the relationship with Christ, which you can't, praise God, you go back and you start over. Amen? Yeah. No. We don't start over. We don't do that. Yes, you do. When everything, hey, Ruth started all the way over. She left all of her past. She was sitting there. You know what? She had never gleaned in a field. I guarantee you she had never. She had never picked food, I mean wheat and barley. She had never done that. But it beats sticking where you're at. It beats sitting in your bitterness, sitting in your anger, sitting in your lying, sitting in your stealing, sitting in your drunkenness, sitting in your drugs. It beats every bit of that. I'm getting up out of this. I ain't coming back here. If I come back, hey, I'm going to work. Amen? I'm saved. I'm in Bethlehem. I'm in the family of God. I'm going to work. I'm going to get my mind off of it. Golly, y'all ready for the last one? Was that a good piece of corn? Go get the corn. Some of y'all need to go get the corn more often. Not the paper, not the news, not a friend, not somebody else to hear your complaint. Go get the corn. Go get the Word of God. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Can I get one? Yeah. Can I? Yeah. Psalm 91. 91:3. God, this is good. Y'all ready? Psalm 91:3. I was already there. Now, this is a strange one. I never got to preach on this before, so I feel like a kid driving a new car. Amen? Hopefully, we won't wreck it.
Psalm 91:3. Y'all ready? On these last couple pieces of corn, me and Charles, we split ways, so I'm on my own now. He took the training wheels off by now. Hey, man, y'all ready? 91:3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
What? What?
Snare of the fowler? Ain't that a person who sets traps for birds? Snare of the fowler? That's a person who sets traps for birds. I was like, man, what's that got to do with me? Then I started realizing God said, I got to soar like an eagle. Amen? Amen? Guess what? See, he didn't say they wasn't going to be no. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better listen. Better listen. He didn't say there wasn't going to be a snare. He didn't say there wasn't going to be no traps. Because some of y'all think, well, God, after I got saved, I ain't going to deal with no trap. I ain't going to deal with no nest. Yeah, you're lying, of course. Because the devil knows how to set your trap. Your trap might just be pride. And you don't know it because you're so prideful and you're standing in a trap right now and you're caught bigger than all get out and you don't even know it and you tell people you ain't in a trap. You're kind of like the Pharisees. Who are we? We're Abraham's children and you saying that we're a slave? The Roman Empire owns you. Never mind, sorry. Got all biblical. There's going to be some snares. There's a fowler. He's called the devil. He ain't gave up on you. He ain't quit on you. He ain't going nowhere. Amen. God knows he's there. God knows the fowler's there, and he knows he's going to set a trap for you. It even gets more weird. If you're reading it right the way I was reading it, you're going to be in a trap. Is that what it says? Read it to me. See what it, three, are you there? Read it. Read that first part again.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
Okay, so if he's got to deliver you, Chris, if he's got to deliver you from the snare of the fowler, that means you. Means you're going to step in it. Oh, never mind. Oh, brother. I don't step in. Yeah. All right. I hear you. He knows. He knows that the fowler's there. He knows the trap's there. And he knows you're going to fall into them. Have any of y'all ever fell into a trap? And you're in it and you didn't even know that you were in it? Y'all ready for it? What is he trying to catch? Birds. See, birds to get trapped in that fowler snare have to come down. Huh? See, God has a place and a potential for you, and you're supposed to be flying up here. You're supposed to be doing bird things. Amen? God, never mind. See what it is. See, birds have good vision because they were made that way by God to catch the food that they're supposed to eat. So they're up there soaring. Eagles have good... God, you might have to finish this, brother. You all right. And the bird's flying and it's supposed to be doing the things that it was called to do. But sometimes... Right? Sometimes it can look at something that it ain't supposed to look at. And it starts to descend where it ain't supposed to descend. There's some places you don't belong, but all of a sudden you went there. You were supposed to be up there. You were supposed to rise above that, but now you started looking at the thing that you know that you're not supposed to look at, and you land on it, or in it, or near it. Amen? I'll give you, some of y'all are so slick. Some of y'all don't deal with drugs and alcohol. That's all right. Some of us do. Some of us have. I don't want to. I don't need it. So-and-so sent me a letter. I got a phone call from so-and-so, and I'm stressed out, and I'm all alone. And I know I should rise above this. I know what to do. I know to read my Bible. I know to pray. I know to call my preacher. I can call people, but I get my eyes on my problems. Next thing you know, you've landed right in the bar, or right at the drug dealer's house, or right at that person you know that will say, no, it's okay to do it. You do it. You deserve that. And you're caught. Church don't even like to talk about stuff like that, yeah? No good. Yeah, well, let me see if I can drive through your neighborhood. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Hear what's going on over at the church? Did you hear what's happening? See, I got good ears too. Huh? Was that some gossip? Well, maybe I need to get a little closer. Maybe I need to hear it myself. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll just land real close. Oh, I'm caught too. Oh, I can't get out of the trap of gossip. Oh, well, I might as well tell everybody since I'm caught. No, I'm sorry. So I'm sorry. Oh, guess what? No altar call tonight. Nope. Ain't nobody coming to the altar now. We done talked about gossip. And heaven, everybody knows we ain't talking about nobody up in here. Sorry. You was meant to fly above it. You know where your nest is. You know where your hunting grounds are. You know where eagles belong. But sometimes you get down where the chickens roost and the turkeys go. And if we go far enough down, we get down there where the stinking vultures are at. And we're pecking around on the dead stuff. We're pecking around on death. We're drinking out of broken cisterns. We're drinking out of death. God says, You can drink from me. I'm life. We'll go back to the broken cisterns and start eating and drinking out of death and enjoying it and feeling our flesh full. Oh, man, I feel awful. I feel awful in my flesh. I feel awful in my heart. I am not supposed to be down here. I am not a chicken. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I ain't no vulture. I'm not supposed to be eating death. I'm not made for that. I'm getting up out of here. Is this message helping anybody? Are you going to go out of here better or are you going to go out of here bitter? You going to go about here, boy, I feel sorry for you. Amen? Ready? The master's field is very rich. There's plenty of verses. There's plenty of scriptures. There's plenty of stories. There's plenty of parables in there for you to come out of your bitterness, out of your brokenness, out of your anger. You can do it every single day. And guess what? It's just like Ruth. You can glean and get all you want because it's only you. You're feeding yourself. And guess what? Every once in a while, he'll drop some handfuls of purpose. Because you know what God likes to do? He loves to bless those who will come out of the mess. And he starts blessing them and blessing them and blessing them. See, she started out on the corner of the field, and at the end of it, she was married to the man who owned the field. You want to get out of your bitterness and your anger and your strife and where you're sitting, start draw. The Bible says it this way. If you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. All you got to do is keep drawing closer to God. And when you do that, He'll get closer to you. And before long, you won't even recognize, you won't even remember why you started in the corner of the field. Somebody asked me, well, when you got saved, why'd you start doing what you did? I can't even remember what that's all about. I can't even remember. I don't know what my life was like before I met Christ. I don't know what my life was before I met Jesus. I don't remember. I remember some of the. I remember this and that and other. But I don't know what drove me. All I know now is I know Jesus. I got a great relationship with Him, and I'm not who I was. Are you the same? Are you going to go after the corn now? Are you going to go after the corn? Or are you going to stay where you're at? There's a challenge in this message, ain't there? Let's all stand as I come get a song of invitation.